Her Lady's Favor by Flammable Hat. Read by
Annalise Oten,
Sophie Nisba,
and Te Prometo. Morgana wasted no time when she finally secured an audience with the High Queen.
"I have a favor to request of your majesty,"
she said as she bowed.
"No need to be so formal, Morgana,"
the queen said, peering at the chessboard she shared with her shield maiden.
"Make your request."
"My girl, Guinevere, is approaching her day of womanhood. I would like to gift her a breedmate."
"By all means, you do not need my permission for such a gift."
"I would like to gift her a breedmate from the royal stock,"
Morgana clarified. Morgose looked up from her game, brow arched.
"Doesn't your girl already have a stud to play with?"
"Do you mean Merlin?"
Morgana said.
"He was a practice male. She collected him when Annis would have put him out for ill temperament because my Gwen is soft-hearted. He's no more than a pet, and unsuitable for a maid in my house. Please, sister, will you allow it for me?"
"Fine."
Morgose waved a hand, uninterested.
"We will go in a week's time." "I cannot accept such a gift,"
Gwen said, as Morgana had known she would.
"Nonsense,"
Morgana said, stringing pearls in Gwen's dark hair. She already wore the silk gown Morgana had chosen for her, and patiently accepted her lady's attentions seated before her dressing table. Merlin lounged between her ankles, letting his mistress comb her fingers through his thick hair. The last time Morgana had seen him, he'd been snarling curses and thrashing in his bonds, and the change in his demeanor was startling. Gwen's gentleness could work miracles, Morgana was convinced.
"This is an important day, kitten. Allow me to give you something fine,"
Morgana pleaded, brushing her lips against Gwen's ear. As always, Gwen flushed and relented. The yard intimidated Gwen. Queen Morgose's studs waited in ordered lines, stripped bare and primed for viewing. Their cocks ranged from the respectable to downright daunting, their skin oiled to best display their musculature. Gwen kept close to Morgana's side.
"Him,"
she finally said, picking one who looked at her with quiet blue eyes.
"Are you certain, girl?"
Queen Morgose said.
"Surely you would prefer something more exotic. This is a fine specimen from Acedia."
She flicked a towering male a few paces away with her switch.
"You may have any you desire,"
Morgana reminded her, firmly ignoring her sister.
"Him, please,"
Gwen whispered. The queen sighed, muttering about unimaginative country girls and local stock. Morgana beamed, gifting her a golden lead to affix to his collar. Gwen tied his wrists to the posts of her bed with shaking hands.
"Is this okay?"
she asked.
"It's custom for you to be bound until we develop a rapport. I do not wish you to be uncomfortable."
Her voice trailed off. Of course a breedmate from the queen's yard would already know their custom. He flexed his wrists, forearms cording beautifully.
"I'm fine, mistress,"
he said, eyes half-lidded. His mouth didn't change, but she still felt sure he was smiling. Gwen nodded, swallowing. She couldn't quite catch her breath. His whole body was hard between her knees, and much larger than Merlin, or any of the practice males she'd sampled. His cock nudged her where she was tender and wet beneath her gown, reminding her she was surrounded on all sides by proof of her lady's favor. She shuddered, fumbling in her eagerness to fit his hot prick between her legs. His girth made her whimper as she rode him, filling herself hard and fast until he prodded her cunt into its first shocking roll of pleasure. She did it again, dragging her nails down his chest, and again, digging frantic and indelicate for her release while he panted, eyes urgent and so blue. She let him spend tucked tight inside her while her thighs quaked around his hips.
"Gwen!"
Morgana turned at the sound of her door closing, setting her book aside.
"Did you enjoy yourself? Come here,"
she beckoned, surprised to feel a tremble in Gwen's legs when she touched them. Quickly reaching up beneath her skirt, Morgana sank four fingers inside her up to the knuckle, making her gasp.
"Morgana!"
she groaned, forgetting herself.
Oh,
Morgana said, mouth falling open.
Oh, love, you're so wet. You chose so well, good girl,
she said, steadily pressing deeper until Gwen took the whole of her fist and came, sobbing desperately against her shoulder.
The queen did not like my selection,
Gwen said later, stretching and smiling. Morgana trailed her eyes from the delicate bones of her wrists to the slope between her breasts, her soft belly and long legs tangled in the emerald bed linens. Morgana tucked a curl of hair behind her ear.
My sister has a limited appreciation for her studs on the best days. Only the newest and most exciting will do for her taste.
Am I boring for wanting him, then?
Gwen turned toward her, a small furrow in her brow. Morgana smoothed it away with her thumb, tipping Gwen's face up to hers with a secretive smile.
Morgose would not think it important, but your mate is one of the last of my line. He may be Camelot stock, but you couldn't have selected a finer male in all her collection, and I could not be more pleased.
No wonder I liked him so well,
Gwen said, eyes bright.
Indeed.
Morgana grinned, letting Gwen push her down into the pillows and climb over her.
The end!